Prince George photographer Chuck Chin died Saturday of an apparent heart attack while shoveling snow. He was 73. Chin was known for his daily Facebook posts where he shared thousands of images of people, wildlife, natural landscapes, city scenes and sporting, cultural events for the past 18 years, motivated by a passion to showcase the city and its surroundings as a great place to live. Social media was his way to display his work and connect with people, whose appreciation for his work and dedication to his craft were reflected in the comments attached to his photos. Chin's willingness to attend events and share his photos made him a friend to thousands who came to appreciate his talent behind the lens to freeze time and preserve history. "I am devastated to learn about Chuck's passing and I am heartbroken for his family," said Prince George Vailment MLA Shirley Bond. "I cannot imagine our community without Chuck there to capture the images and share them with all of us. I attend countless events and it was rare that Chuck wasn't there too, with that contagious smile and deep love of our community. As we mourn his loss, we will be forever surrounded by his photos that will remind us of his significant contributions to Prince George and beyond. Thank you, Chuck, for sharing your life and gift with all of us." Like any accomplished photographer, Chin knew natural light at the start or end of the day was best for landscape photos and captured the colors of a frosty winter painted by the sun that turned wisps of cold river steam to brilliant orange against a red sky. With the sun peeking out from behind a stand of trees with snow-covered branches, he used that photo post to pay tribute to COVID sufferers during the pandemic in a way that restored their hope for healthier times. "It takes courage to journey forward during sad and hard times in life. Even in social media such as Facebook," wrote Chin. "I know a few of you are going through this right now, extreme health issues, loved ones passing, etc. My heart goes out to all of you. This is for all that are at this point in your life." He brought home the chill shock of the plunge into a frozen lake with his coverage of the annual Neslake Bible Camp New Year's Polar Dip and took the time to post 446 pictures from this year's event. "Chuck Chin was a joyful presence at many, many of our community events," said CN Center General Manager Glenn Mickelson. "He had a respectful way of making sure he obtained the photographs he wanted, but also illuminated the events with his broad smile and happy eyes. Our community is indebted to how much he donated his time and his generous spirit." Retired at age 55 from his job as an operating engineer at the Intercon Pulp Mill Steam Plant, Chin turned a hobby for photography into a full-time unpaid occupation. He considered it a blessing that he could reconnect with long-lost friends through his photographs on his Facebook site, Chuck Susan Chin. In addition to his coverage over the years of Spruce Kings, Cougars hockey games, Kodiak's football and UNBC basketball and soccer games, Chin was a fixture at sports events. "Chuck was a Prince George icon," said Spruce Kings general manager Mike Hawes. "Somebody who spent countless hours promoting our beautiful community and region. He was a Spruce Kings family member who was always smiling at our games while he proudly snapped photographs and interacted with our players and fans. He will be deeply missed by the entire Spruce Kings organization." Chin took pride in giving athletes their moment in the spotlight, like the photo of BCHL referee Braden Epp, who overcame multiple sclerosis to return to his Prince George hometown to officiate a post-Christmas game between West Kelowna and the Spruce Kings, the teams he once played for. One of his posts explained his philosophy on people using his photos. "More requests for permission to use some of my photos for prints, references for paintings, and I'm happy that I can help if I have an original for you. As mentioned, they are free, with the exception of reproduction for sales, unless it's 100% for charity purposes." One question that is frequently asked along with the photo request was the cost, and I've stated that above. "I've also mentioned that if you insist on paying for the use of the photos, you're most welcome to give the monetary funds to a charity of choice. I've received funds in the past, and they've all gone to local charities. Corporation, business, folks that have generously gave funds for the use of my photos, for framed prints, large murals, range from $50-$1,000, and for which I am forever grateful for their kindness. Our community benefits from this. I only take the pictures. Thank you, and glad I can help. He was a husband to his wife Susan, who was always by his side. He was a devoted father to their children and a loving gong gong to their grandchildren. He recently posted a timeline showing photos of his granddaughter Julia at different stages of her life under the caption, "Time waits for no one. Treasure the moments." On January 2, he posted these words. "Time to take life a little slower. Sit back and relax, take in the views. Enjoy life. Each and every day."